It's like that Zen Buddhism story, you know, about two monks.
Yeah.
You know that story, no?
Did you have the rocks in the river?
No.
Oh, I've another one.
So, well, there are the do's and don'ts for these monks, you know, who live there. And there's the abbot there, the head one. And two monks befriended because they were sharing one room. And the do's were that you can go out for walks in the evening, provided you return before it is dark. Don'ts were not to touch a woman, not to talk anything extraneous other than God and this and that. All these do's and don'ts, as you all know. So we are concerned only with these two do's and don't do that. So that day, the two monks had gone out for a walk in the late afternoon, which we call about 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Our afternoon begins here in India at about, say, after 3. So they were there for, say, at 5 o'clock or so, going out for a walk. That day it had rained heavily in the morning. So they are going out, it's now clear, fine weather. They go out for a walk, they talk all about God and this and that, and what did he say there, and what did the abbot say there, what was the explanation there. It went on and on. Now it's time that we should return. Both agree, and they are returning. While they are returning, on the way, they find, from a distance they see, a very fair lady standing there, well-dressed. And they were surprised, why is she standing on the road? When they get closer to the scene, they see a lady standing there being stranded, because the whole road, the width of the road and everything was filled with, it was a big puddle of water, filled with water. And she was so well dressed that it was impossible for her to wade through it, because she had nice stockings and shoes and all that. So both the monks are now coming, getting closer and closer. So one of the monks there, well, he did nothing. Lady would like to have help, and he just lifted her by the waist and crossed the puddle and put her there. And she thanked him. And then the other monk was so surprised, he was stunned, you see. Did not know what to do, what to say now. He has no heart in the talk or anything. While the other man is going on, jabbering and about this and that. Now they are at the gate of the monastery. They have to enter before it's dark. And they are on time. So the man who was stunned taps him on the back, the other man, and says, are we supposed to enter the monastery? He says, yeah, it's time now. We have to enter now. We have to go. But can we? He says, well, what's the matter with you? What happened? He says, you forget that you carried, not, we are supposed not even to touch the woman, but you carried her by her waist and all that. Oh, he says, I left her there and you have brought her to the gates.
Yeah. It's the same story, except the Japanese river has the stones and the water is overflowing with stones. Mm. And a small girl was on the other side. Mm. It was an old monk and a younger monk, and the older one just picked her up, carried her. Mm. Same story. Mm. Good story.